We begin with the latest on the bus driver shortage for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. With multiple drivers still out sick, 10 bus routes will not be running this morning. You can get the full list of affected routes on the district's website. If your child is on one of those routes, you should find alternate transportation this morning. You can call the district's transportation office. They'll be open at 6:30. You can arrange a later pickup that way, but only when buses become available again. That won't be until after 9. Over now to Durham, where multiple outlets are reporting a 52-year-old Orange County man was killed in a collision Wednesday night. David Hilliard of Eflin was killed when a driver ran a red light and crashed into his motorcycle at the intersection of Miami Boulevard and TW Alexander Drive. That investigation is still ongoing. In Raleigh, the state Senate will vote next week on a bill to legalize medical marijuana after the state Senate's Rules Committee signed off on the bill yesterday. Similar bill also passed the Senate last year but stalled out in the House. Meanwhile, House Republicans are trying once again to pass a bill that would ban schools from teaching about systemic racism. A similar bill passed in 2021 but got vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper. Back locally, law enforcement agencies in Orange County have been working for years to figure out how to respond when residents are having mental health crises in a way that doesn't involve arresting them or sending them into the criminal justice system. This week, Orange County commissioners got an update on a new grant that will help them do just that. Here's Board Chair Jamesetta Bedford.
Kate Finhagen in our Criminal Justice Resource Department brought forward a grant from the state again, Department of Health and Human Services, that'll run through September of 2025 for, I think it was just under $1.2 million. But what it does will provide 4 social workers, one for each police department, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and the sheriff, so that they'll each have a social worker added to their personnel roster, a coordinator in Kate's office, and then Freedom House, which is our local mental health treatment and SUD treatment, will have someone who can do the counseling and the rehabilitation and that kind of services, a clinician, with the goal of diversion, keeping people out of the court system, out of jail, but also, you know, social workers connecting, instead of treating symptoms, let's connect people with the services or resources they need. You know, they're all wraparound, housing, transportation, food, mental health care, of course. So that is just a huge celebration. It's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction.
That's County Commissioner Jamesetta Bedford there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Staying in law enforcement, some good news from Durham this week. News and Observer reporting new data showing violent crime dropped by 10% in Durham last year alone. Now we head to campus, where UNC housekeepers have been pushing all year for pay raises and a parking fee waiver during their shifts. They've gained some minor pay increases, but advocates say that's not nearly enough. And earlier this week, they rallied to call for action from the Board of Governors. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell reports.
What do we want?
$20.
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Dozens of housekeepers, students, UE150 members, and community members stood at the steps of South Building on UNC campus Wednesday afternoon. People held signs calling for higher wages and respect for the university's facility workers who clean the dorms, academic buildings, and athletic venues for UNC. Later in the afternoon, the group would also demonstrate in Raleigh outside the UNC Board of Governors meeting as the board began budget discussions for the next fiscal year. Since sending a longer list of demands to the UNC system, the Housekeepers and Workers Union have condensed their requests to 3 items: raising minimum wages for housekeepers to $20 an hour, eliminating parking fees for those workers, and advocating the state government to repeal a law against collective bargaining. Much of UNC's housekeeping staff are minority workers, and messages were shared Wednesday in Burmese, Karenek, and Spanish in addition to English. Saw Moo, one of the housekeepers representing those from Karenek communities, said he believes the work alone speaks to the staff's need for higher wages. But when combined with inflation and staffing shortages, that need becomes even more critical for the university employees.
Everything is changed, right? Like gas price, rent, utility bills, food, everything is up. But our salary, wages, is not up. It's still the same, right? So I feel like it is unfair pay. And we really do deserve $20 an hour. Why? Because we work too hard.
After the group's initial calls for raises in October, UNC announced in December it would be giving a 90-cent raise to the housekeeping staff. The workers, however, quickly pointed out that department supervisors and UNC administration received far more significant raises. Tracy Harder, who spoke to the crowd on Wednesday, said the raise barely offsets the amount housekeepers on first shift have to pay for parking. She also pointed to recent action from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools District, which approved a new pay rate of $20 an hour for school bus drivers last week.
If a small entity like Carrboro Chapel Hill can pay bus drivers $20 an hour, why is it a giant like UNC can't do the same thing?
That's right.
Another, quote, pacification tactic housekeepers and the union pointed to was just shared in recent days. Robin Lee, one of the UNC employees leading the campaign, said university leadership shared details of a $1,500 bonus with workers last week. She said she takes exception to language in the bonus that says housekeepers must stay for a full year or else would pay back a prorated amount of the money. Lee also said she didn't trust her supervisors to not intentionally write up housekeepers and have their bonuses taken away for disciplinary reasons. She then tore the bonus agreement up in front of the crowd.
I pray that nobody signed this paper.
That's right.
That's right.
Please don't sign this paper.
What you gonna do with it, Robin? There you go.
Additionally, UNC student activists and groups spoke at Wednesday's rally on campus, including the Black Student Movement, Siembra NC, and the Campus Y student leadership. Chapel Hill resident Maple Osterbrink was also at the rally, holding a sign that said, "Pay our workers living wages." She said she regularly attends events that call for higher pay for the working class because it aligns with her environmental goals of decreasing emissions from vehicles.
I mean, it all ties together because if they could live here, like everywhere in the U.S. now, if you can live where you work, there's less pollution, and they should be able to live nearby, and they probably don't.
The UNC system shared a statement in response to receiving the housekeeper's list of demands in January. It said the university relies on the housekeeper's work and earned raises in the last 2 years for such faculty and staff due to its advocacy at the state level. The message said, quote, "Compensation for SHRA employees, including housekeeping staff, will remain a key priority for the university in the coming legislative session." You can find the full UNC system statement as well as photos from Wednesday's rallies on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And finally, some lighter news from campus. Congrats to UNC junior Stephanie Pearson, who won on Jeopardy Wednesday night in the first round of their high school reunion tournament. She'll be back on the show next week for the semifinals. And Tar Heel basketball star Armando Bacot has made his acting debut, a brief cameo appearance in a season 3 episode of the Netflix series Outer Banks. That season just premiered yesterday. 6:19, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Bold. Right now, we are going to start with the Tar Heel women's basketball team. They fought hard, but came up just short in a back-and-forth battle with 9th-ranked Virginia Tech last night, losing 61-59 as the Hokies hit a tie-breaking shot at the buzzer. Deja Kelly led the way for the Heels with 18 points in the losing effort. Bittersweet senior night for Carolina, who honored seniors Eva Hodgson, Ariel Young, and Malu Shatenge in their final home game. After the game, head coach Courtney Banghart had this to say about the seniors.
Senior nights are always hard. It's a bittersweet night for a coach. And I told them, let me be distracted. You guys stay locked in. And I thought they, for the most part, did a really, really good job of that. You know, we talked about AY's ability to handle adversity and how she just kept going. And we wanted to play in that honor today. We saw some adversity and we kept going. We talked about, for Eva, how important it was that we stay connected. That's always been her priority. We played really connected tonight. And then we talk about Malu and how she's so proud to wear the Tar Heel jersey and show that with how you compete. And so they really checked off the 3 boxes we really wanted on a senior night. You know, we should charge more for the Virginia Tech games because they're classics, all of them. You know, if you add up the number of times, we've played them, I think, 10 times in the last 3 years. And every one, with the exception of the one at our place a couple years ago or last year when we beat them pretty handily, they're all super close games. 2 really good teams, a heavyweight fight. And so, you know, great environment. Again, I give a shout out to the students. They've made this just a real joy to be here. Coaching for them.
That's Courtney Banghart there. Carolina did get a boost yesterday as starters Alyssa Usby and the aforementioned Eva Hodgson finally got back on the court after missing several games with injuries. Next up for the Heels, the final game of the regular season. That'll be at Duke this Sunday at noon. Also in action this weekend, 12th-ranked UNC baseball has a three-game series against 11th-ranked East Carolina. Games 1 and 2 are in Greenville today and tomorrow, and then Game 3 will be in Chapel Hill on Sunday. UNC softball is in Boca Raton for the Joan Joyce Classic. Five games over the weekend, beginning today with a doubleheader against Wisconsin and Villanova. Top-ranked UNC women's tennis is in Virginia, taking on UVA today and Virginia Tech on Sunday. Top-ranked UNC women's lacrosse is also in Virginia, taking on Virginia Tech this evening. Tar Heel men's lacrosse is back in action tomorrow on the road at Syracuse, and the men's tennis team hosts Boston College Sunday at noon. And UNC gymnastics has a home meet tonight, hosting Temple starting at 7:30. And of course, UNC men's basketball is back in the Smith Center tomorrow night, hosting 6th-ranked Virginia at 6. Tar Heels are tied for 7th in the ACC, still on the NCAA tournament bubble with only 3 games left. Meanwhile, the Cavaliers are coming off an upset loss at Boston College on Wednesday that snapped a 5-game winning streak. They have been struggling on the road. They've lost 2 of their last 3 away from home, and that one win was a narrow victory over last place Louisville. Tip-off is 6 p.m. tomorrow night. We'll have it all for you here on 97.9 The Hill, starting at 4:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. In football, UNC lost a member of their coaching staff yesterday. John Lilly signed on as tight ends coach for the Carolina Panthers after spending the last 3 years coaching tight ends here in Chapel Hill. And finally, in hockey, UNC fell to Penn State 3-1 last night in the Atlantic Coast Collegiate Hockey League title game. In the pros, the Carolina Hurricanes are back in action tonight, hosting the Senators at 7.